This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that around 10 lakh government jobs have been provided to the youth of the country in the last 1.5 years. Mr. Modi said this while distributing more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits through video conferencing. He said that there is a campaign going on to provide government jobs in various ministries, departments and institutions of the country for the last 10 years. Prime Minister Modi said that the Rozgar Melas are empowering the youth and unlocking their potential.
भारत के युवाओं के सामर्थ्य और प्रतिभा का भरपूर उपयोग हमारी सरकार की सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है। रोजगार मेलों के जरिए हम लगातार इस दिशा में काम कर रहे हैं। पिछले 10 वर्षों से सरकार के विभिन्न मंत्रालयों, विभागों और संस्थाओं में सरकारी नौकरी देने का अभियान चल रहा है।
The Rozgar Mela has been organized at 45 locations across the country. In Bihar, the Rozgar Mela has been organized at Patna and Muzaffarpur, in which 821 candidates will get appointment letters. Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lallan Singh, said in Patna, the Rozgar Mela convened at different places shows commitment of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to provide 10 lakh central government jobs in the NDA regime. In Punjab, the Rozgar Mela was organized at the frontier headquarters of the Border Security Force BSF at Jalandhar. Inspector General of the BSF Dr. Atul Fuljale and Additional Director General of BSF Satish Khandare handed over the appointment letters to nearly 500 new appointees in separate programs. The Rozgar Mela was launched in October 2022 and 13 such melas have been organized at national level in 50 cities so far. In Uttar Pradesh, 3 pro-Khalistan terrorists were killed in an encounter led by joint team of UP and Punjab police in Pilibhit district this morning. It is believed the terrorists were involved in a grenade attack at a police post in Punjab's Gurdaspur district on the 19th of this month. The police said they had received a tip-off on the suspicious movement of some pro-Khalistani terrorists in the region. The police team tried to nab them, but they started firing at the cops, which triggered the encounter. The critically injured terrorists were sent to CHC Puranpur Hospital for treatment, but they were declared dead. The accused have been identified as Gurvinder Singh, Virender Singh and Jashanpreet Singh. They belong to a banned organization named Khalistan Commander Force. National Farmers Day or Kisan Divas has been observed in the country today. The day honors the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. It also serves as a reminder of the crucial role farmers play in ensuring food security, sustaining rural economies and preserving the agricultural heritage of the country. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birthday today. The Vice President visited Kisan Ghat in New Delhi this morning. Talking to media, he said next year, the Kisan Divas will complete 25 years and everyone should take a pledge and organize programs throughout the year so that the interest of the farmers can be kept paramount. RLD chief and grandson of Chaudhary Charan Singh, Jayan Chaudhary, was also present on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that Chaudhary Charan Singh was a true well-wisher of the poor and farmers. Mr. Modi said his dedication and service to the nation will continue to inspire everyone. Northern India is experiencing a severe cold wave with states like Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Madhya Pradesh grappling with freezing temperatures and heavy rain. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for several districts of these states, attributing the extreme weather to an incoming western disturbance. In the Himalayan region, Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh have been covered in frost and snow, with waterfalls and streams freezing over. Srinagar recorded the biting nighttime low of -4.6 degrees Celsius, while Konibal village in Kulgam district was the coldest in the region at a staggering -6.5 degrees Celsius. And that is the end of this news bulletin.